everybody.
In the Avas Chesed, the last thing we did was the Daraisa that you have to lend, the Mefurish Daraisa that you must lend money to a poor person, the Mitzvah Aseh. And he extended it also, the Chafetz Chaim, with a good Svara, that it also applies to a rich man in a situation when he's stuck without money, without friends, in a foreign, whatever it is. You help him at this time of need. You also have this mitzvah saseh. You must. Okay? Now, let's go to the note, the footnote. You know what? Let's go to the Hare. We're going now to the Hare. He's now wrapped up all the Doraisas. Hare. Shechashavnu, we have calculated kama v'kama lavin v'asin. So many, many notases, negative transgressions, and positives, shiragil, that one becomes accustomed, la'avor, mishuhu ish kilai, a man who is selfish, I would say, stingy, selfish, non-generous, that's the word. Umarchik atzmo mimidas achesed, this guy pulls himself away, distances himself from the midah of kindness. Ve'af shekol ha'lavin ba'asin, even though all the ones that the negative and positives that I just listed, ein ragi lavo be'inyin echad kemavur lamayin, they're not going to happen in one fact pattern. You're not going to get a rich guy in a mafia, and all the daraisas cannot be transgressed in one situation. That's not going to happen. Whoever takes a look, you'll see that you just can't make them all work simultaneously. Even so, mishu ragil, a guy who's habituated himself, that's his habit, chas v'shalom, b'mida ra hazu, someone who, this is his behavior, his habit is, he accustoms himself to be stingy with this bad mida. Mehem shechazman yavo lekulan. Over time, he's going to transgress everything. Just give him time. Eventually, all the situations will come up and he will fail each time. Al-Kain, therefore, Hashomer Nafsho, a guy who's worried about his neshama, Yishmor Esatzmo Mimida Hara Azumeod, stay very far away from being stingy and selfish. V'yelech Bedarche Hashem Yisbarach, walk in the ways of Hashem. Shehu Atov V'Ameitiv, he's good and he does good to others. U'gidiksiv L'leches Bechol Drachav, to walk in his ways, those are the midos. Va'avur zeh, and by doing so, tavo alav bracha me'eis Hashem yisbarach. You do this, and Hashem will bless you direct. V'yekayim bo mashe amar kasuv. And we will establish what the pasuk says, imru tzadik ki tov, ki prima alaleim yochelu. The tzadik, he's going to always have good. And the fruits of his labors, of his work, he's going to eat. Meaning to say, you're going to enjoy the benefit of being a person who is a giving person. You will enjoy that. You will live in this world with pleasure. Now I'm going to begin with the help of Hashem to mevayer the mitzvahs aseh of lending all the inyanim and the details, all the generals and the specifics. That's the end of the Sicha. But before we finish, it's very interesting. This big footnote on the bottom, if you see, and it says Agav. We're going to learn it. It's a very fascinating piece that he does. It's a Chumash article where he tries, as we'll see, to bring out from the Psukim a beautiful Chidushim. So let's do it. I'll read it. The Agav, it's with the star down there. But Agav, by the way, Avayer Shlosha Psukim. I'm going to try to give pshat in three psukim in the Chumash. Sheyesh be'inyan zeh, shetzrichim havana. There are three psukim that need attention. They need understanding. It's not clear. They don't make sense. Dehine, betchilas parshas Ekev. In the beginning of parshas Ekev, you're going to have to pay attention now. Pay attention. V'shamarta es mitzvos Hashem Elokecha l'leches bedrachav uliyira oso. So here, where do we see the leches bedrachav? Remember, the focus of him is walking in Hashem's ways and being kind. Where is the leches bedrachav here in this pasuk we just read? It comes right before Yira. Okay, that's pasuk one. Leleches, being doing chesed, etc., leads you to Leira, also. Next, pasuk that he goes to, this is in the same parsha, but in pasuk, chapter Yud, pasuk Yud Beis, it says, Ve'ata Yisrael, now Hashem, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoal Mi'imach, what is the Lord your God asking of you? Ki im Leira es Hashem Elokecha, Leleches Bechol Drachav. Now, the Leleches Bechol Drachav is after Yira, and what's the Hemshech of the Pasuk? Ula'ava, also. So you have here Leleches Bechol Drachav in Pasuk number one, coming right after Yira, right? Or right before Yira. First Leleches, then Yira. Pasuk number two has Yira, Leleches, and then La'ava. And what's Pasuk number three? Ubishvi, this is all in the same Parsha, Ubishvi ksiv ki im shamor tishmarun es kol ha-mitzvah zos v'chulei la'ahava es Hashem Elokeichem. Now it's la'ahava and then la'leches b'chol drachav u'ledavka, and to cleave to Hashem. So you have three different psukim with a leches b'drachav moving from place to place in the various psukim. What's the pshat? This is a good vartor, you can give it to Shabbos table. Hare, dekasva halicha bedrachav, walking in Hashem's ways, achar ha'ahava v'kodem advekus, before, after ahava, pre-dvekus. Now comes the terutzim. It's so clear that when you see the way he asks the kashas, you see it's, the terutz is popping off the page, whoever, okay. Vinir, it's a long day. Vinira, he's going to try to miyashev all these psukim. Diyesh shalosh madreges b'avodas Hashem. Three levels. Number one, ha'echad yira. Number one is just yira, yirat shamayim. Number two, lemala mizu, ahava. Ahava Hashem is a little higher. Ulemala mizu, what can be higher than ahava Hashem? Dveikus b'Hashem. Dveikus is the highest level. And what's the distinction between Abbas Hashem and Dveikus and Hashem? Very simple. Achiluk bein Abba leDveikus hu. De Abba nikra filu kishimit orer belibo ha'ahava leHashem leprakin. You feel the love for Hashem burning in your heart. At certain times, Rabbi Rubin's Kiddush, Zmiris, Rabbi Bloom's Chulent, a talent show, something inspires you and you feel Avas Hashem, something kicks in. Whatever it is, it doesn't happen all the time. That's Avas Hashem. You feel the love. Mashain kein dveikus. Dveikus, as the word means, it's adhesion, sticking. Mikri im ha'ahava tekua belibo tamid. You're always loving Hashem. You feel that Rabbi Rubin feeling with the cancer babies and whatever. That's what you feel all the time. That was his video. One of the videos, fine. You feel that all the time, that love of Hashem. Vayadei zen nidbak nafsho l'Hashem. By this, you start loving Hashem. That's dveikus. Three levels. If so, and the Rambam. Wow, this Ramban. King Kasav Ramban Sham. I'll read you the Ramban. It's a powerful Ramban. I have it in my text down here. The guy who put this out quotes, opens up the Rambam. Rambam writes, you should look at this. Shetichlol hadveikus lomar shetiye zocher Hashem ve'ahavaso tamid. You remember Hashem and the love for him all the time. Lo tipared machshevoscha mimenu. You do not separate your thoughts from Hashem. Belechtecha baderech. While you're walking in the streets, you're thinking of Hashem or a sugya. Ufshoch becha kumecha, when you lay down, go to sleep, you're always thinking Hashem. Ad sheyu dvarav im b'nei Adam b'fiv ulvilashono. When you start talking to humans, you're just talking with your mouth and your tongue to people. V'libo eineno imahem. But your heart is not in this conversation. You're not here. You're somewhere else. You're with Hashem. Aval hu lifnei Hashem. So you're talking to people. And you're living. But really, I don't see Tovi now. I'm with Hashem right now in this conversation. That's a this very spiritual state. This is powerful. V'yitachen ba'anshei hamayla hazos. It's possible. It makes sense, says the Ramban, that with the people on this level, their neshama in this world is already with all the neshamas with the Kaddish Baruch Hu up there in the next world, in Olam HaEmes. They're really not here anymore. They're really, you think they're here, and they're talking to you, and blah, 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 but really, blah, 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 really I'm totally focused on a Kaddish Baruch Hu and being before Hashem. That's Dveikus B'Hashem, according to the Rambam. Meditate on that one. It's deep. Very deep. So now, va'ata yavo, now back in the Chafetz Chaim. Ata yavo hakol al nachon be'ezras Hashem. Now we can mitaritz all of these psukim. Da'atorah melamdenu, the Torah is teaching us, sha'adam eino zoche l'shum madrega ad she'yargil nafsho mitchila l'leches bedarchei tuvo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not going to ever rise up to another level of Avodas Hashem, a new higher Madrega, without walking in Hashem's ways. That's the common thing in all three Psukim. Walking in Hashem's ways is always a necessary precondition to the next Madrega, whether it's Yira, whether it's Ava, whether it's Dveikus. You've got to have the Halachta Bedrachav in the middle. That's what he's going to say. You have to always margil, habituate yourself, mitchila lelechis bedarchei tuvo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lios rachum vechanun vegomel chesed. It's not just doing chesed, it's rachum. Rachum is what?
Merciful,
compassionate. This is a midah, you have to work on being compassionate. It's not going to come naturally. We're going to talk about that maybe in a few minutes. How do you work on compassion? What is compassion? But you have to be compassionate, you have to be gracious, and you also have to do chasadim all the time, doing kindnesses. It's not just, I want to go get you a coffee and do something. No, there's graciousness and compassion that's a necessary prerequisite to moving to a new madrega of your avoda. This is the thesis here. Now he says like this, Ve'ata ra'ui li l'hitbonein. Let's think. Kol yemei chayai. To contemplate all the days of your life. Be'inyanei ha'yira ve'romamus Hashem. Am I in the wrong? Did I jump? I fell somewhere. My finger left. Okay. We'll go back up. Hold on. You have to be rachum v'chanum v'gomel chesed v'lezeh kasav b'tchila. That's the first pasuk. Laleches bedrachav uliyira also. Number one, you first have to have this midah of walking in Hashem's ways before you can be called a yirat shamayim. Laoros dilahasig madreikas ayir at sarach shiyakdemenu. First precondition hamida tova hazu. Va'achar kach gila lano akatuv od beparsha chamishi. Second pasuk. Dafilu after you've got yiras Hashem. Here we go. Listen carefully. You've got it. Lo yachshov benafsho. Don't think. Ata ro'uli raklid bonen kol yemei chayai binyane hayira v'romus Hashem. V'lilmod toras akdosha. V'lo listakel klal binyane tovas zulasi. Now that I'm a Yirat Shamayim guy, this is the Havamina before the Pasuk, second Pasuk comes, I don't have to worry now about people. Now I just learn. Now I'm stark. Now I've gotten to a Yirat Shamayim. I'm afraid. I'm worried. I feel the fear of Hashem. All I do is learn. I don't do nothing. I don't help people. I don't, nothing. All I'm thinking now is about Gemore, Rashi, Toisvis, Marshal. No. This is what the Pasuk is coming to teach us in Parshas Chamishi. Ve'ati Yisrael. V'chulei yira. You have year already. Es Hashem Elokecha. Lalechez bechol drachav ulaava oto. Lalechez bechol drachav is a necessary step to ava. You want to move up to ava? That's not going to happen by ignoring humans, ignoring loving and compassion and graciousness and kindness. It's never going to happen. Ulahoros de'af mishes zachal yiras Hashem. You're zocha. You're a yir Hashem. You have a yira. I'd love to get that title, yiras Hashem. I have it. Tzarich la'alos b'madrecha yoser gavoh mizeh. You've got to move higher to ahava now. Mistama ha'isha hu nivdal minyan ha'olam. This guy who's already got ahava, listen. I'm already separated. Afapichen lo yizke l'madregas ha'ava. Look at this. You will not reach the level of ahava Hashem ad she'ikayim ata gamkin l'leches b'chol drachav. You're not going to have it. Dahainu lios rachum, compassionate, and doing chesed. If you just do chesed and look at the guy next to you and say, how come he doesn't do chesed? Hate him. You're not rachum, Mr. Chesed, but you're judging everybody around you who's not doing the chesed. You're doing chesed, but you're yelling at everybody else who doesn't learn enough. And they're not coming to Madrid, yelling at the Bacharim, wake up on time. And you hate them. You're angry at them. That's not compassionate. Where's the rachum? To get rachum and chesed in order to move up the level. Think about this. Look at his lashon. Ukedepirish Rashi sham. Rashi says it. Look at Rashi's words. Hu rachum. Number one is compassion. Ve'atatiye rachum. You gotta be merciful. Compassionate. Who go mel chasadim? Vata go mel chasadim. That's Rashi on the pasuk. V'lahachi hikdim halicha bedrachav kodim ha'ava. That's why you need the going in Hashem's ways to get to ava. And that's also, okay, let's skip this bracket. It's not necessary. After the bracket, v'achakach b'parsha shvi, in the same parsha sre'e, hosif ha'kasuv od lanu lemor. The af misha zachal and madregas ahava. Now you have bursts with Rabbi Reuben of love and loving Hashem and loving kumzitz and all that stuff. And you're saying this guy's already holy. This guy's an avas Hashem. He's there. Ha'isha hu nivdal minyan ha'olam legamre. This guy should not be in the real world. He should be stuck in the corner, sitting in a chair, separated, just learning. Lo yachsho benafsho ata. Don't say to yourself, now, bevadai ro'oi li lidbonen b'torah v'gdulas Hashem. I just have to think about the grandeur of Hashem. That's my job in this world. Tamid. Kedei she'ezke lios davek. If I want to get to dveikus, just more learning. B'tmidus. I have to learn all day long. Shezehu be'emes ha'ikr. This is the ikr. Al kain eino tzarech levalot zman klal. I don't have to waste my time at all. Listakel b'inyanei tova zulasi. I'm not going to help somebody other than me. Help other people? No way. It's not shaykh for me. Pas nisht. Lezeba kasu ve'amar. This is why the third pasuk came. Ki im shamor tishmu la'ava es Hashem Elokeichem la'leches b'chol darachav u'ledavka bo. Next pasuk, third pasuk is you have the ava, then more gemilus asade, more compassion, you get to dveikus. Lahoros de'af liskos lehasig madregas hadveikus b'Hashem tzarech gamken sheyischazek od. It's always going to be built on the back of walking in Hashem's ways. Od b'midah tova hazu shel halicha bedrachav. So if you meet people that are not gracious and are not compassionate, there is no way that they have the qualities that we so desperately want. Just look at this. Dahainu lios rachum v'gomel chesed. U'bizchus ze yazreyu Hashem. Hashem will help you. V'yitchased imo. Hashem will do a chesed for you. Lizakoto liyo davik b'Hashem b'tmidus. You will be there. Lekachsi v'laleches v'lo v'la. Okay, he's got dikdukim here at the end with the dangling vav. Different pshat than mine in a shir I gave. Fine. Let's think. What is this idea of being compassionate? Who needs compassion? Who do you think needs compassion? That when it's going to be a commandment to be compassionate to another person? You think the baby that has no hair needs compassion for you? You think you have to work on that to have compassion for the guy, the baby who has cancer? No, that's easy. Everybody can do that. Where does the test come to have compassion for another person? Where do you think the test comes? Not for the cancer baby, not for the almana who got thrown out of the house and is suffering without her husband and lots of children or whatever, and no money. That's not, any schnook can generate compassion for him. It's easy. Compassion is hard when it comes to a guy you don't like, who irritates you, who upsets you, who is not doing the right thing. That's hard to have compassion for him. To have compassion for the guy you keep telling him do this, and he keeps doing that, the wrong thing. You keep telling him, listen, you can't borrow money from everybody, you can't pay them back. And he keeps doing it. He can't control himself. He can't. You keep telling the guy every morning, wake up. Wake up. You're not going to make it on time for Shacharis. And what does he do to you? Shut up, Yonah. Get out of my face, Yonah. That's the guy that's something to have compassion for. That's already somebody. To have compassion for that schnook who's giving you lip when you're doing him a favor. You understand? When he's complaining to you about how you're doing a job that you don't want to do, that you're doing for him, that's where the compassion kicks in. That's where you're going to really see the real compassionate guy from the fake compassionate guy. When you keep trying to help them, you're the tzaddik, and they're not listening to you. They're not following the instructions to obviously get out of the mess that they're in. Now can you have compassion? That's incredible. How do you do that? How do you get that ability? So I'm trying to, if I didn't make my point clear, if you think he's talking about compassion for an animal that you see on the street that broke his leg and is bleeding everywhere, that's not compassion that's going to get you to Yirat Shamayim, Dveikus and Hashem, and Avas Hashem. That's for any Armenian can have compassion like that for someone who's dying. You know what I'm saying? Or suffering, who's really suffering. Compassion is for the guy you want to punch him in the face and knock him out, and you don't. And you don't. So just get it together. If you have that, get it together already, you idiot. Just do the right thing already. What's wrong with you? That's where compassion is needed. How do you do that? You know what I'm saying? How do you have rachum? How do you do this? You want to kill the guy. So the way my Rebbe always taught me, Daryl, I'm out of time, right? Okay, you have to tell me. The way Rabbi Green always used to say this to me, there's a bidyevet and lechatchila. We're going to do the bidyevet way. Now, we'll start with the bidyevet today, and then one day we'll graduate to higher levels of compassion for people. But the bidyevet way to do it, which is by far not easy for anybody to do, halavai, we should be able to do what Rabbi Green's bidyevet. The bidyevet is, look at all of the places that you cannot change. You, the madrich, who wakes up the guy who's yelling at you, don't wake me up, you're annoying me. Okay, I'm going to be there, I'm going to get there. And you say, what do you mean? You were late yesterday, we were here yesterday at the same place, you told me to wake you up, and now what are you doing? And he yells at you, he says, get out, get out. Now, at that moment, what are you going to do to not want to hit him or hate him, right? The way I understand is that you immediately, you have to do this before you're in that moment. You have to access the place where you're stuck and you cannot change. So this is going to require a person who's already thinking about his issues and thinking about the places where you know what the right thing to do is and you fail. May not be nearly as bad as this guy, because you're the madrich and he's a shana aleph. Okay, so you may be on a higher level than this guy, right? But you know what your issues are. You think Rav Chaim Kanievsky doesn't have issues? Of course he does. Of course he does. Now his Bittul Torah may be my greatest day of learning ever. That's right. His failure may be my highest level. But he has his issues that he's stuck and he's trying to break through. You find your place is how many times you fail to change a thing that you want to do. And you can't, and you know it's right, and you can't do it. That is what you have to think about immediately. This is the Bidyeved. And immediately when the Shana Aleph guy says, "Don't wake me up, you punk. Who do you think you are? Oh, you got a job, now you're frum, huh? Ha ha ha, now you're cool, now you've got power." And he's getting you. You have to think about, and he's stuck, that's it. This guy's, he's not getting out of bed. It's not gonna happen yet. He's not ready. That's true. You can have compassion on him. What's the compassion? Say, I know how hard it is to get out of, I don't know how hard it is to get out of bed. I'm already doing that. But I know how hard it is for me right now to do X, which nobody knows about. Not this guy, and not nobody. I hide my problems very well. Go into those problems and think about that right there and say, my goodness, how can I be angry at this poor guy? He can't change. I can't change either. Who are we kidding? Who the heck am I kidding? I can change. I try. It took me 50 years to get one move. So of course it's hard for him. That's the Bidyeved, says Rabbi Green. To come in and be like a condescending compassion. That's the way he used to call it. Condescending compassion for the guy. You say, I got problems too. I also don't do what I'm supposed to do all the time. I also have lapses. So I can also relate to where he's holding and not take it personally what he's yelling at me and doing all these things and not be makbid on the guy and say, you loser, you garbage, and shame him and embarrass him. Understand? That's compassion on the Bidyeved level. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll go to the higher level compassion, the lechatchila way of compassion, because you know that this type of compassion is a fake. It's not really what Hashem is doing when he's compassionate, because he's got no problems. So you're not really halachta bedrachav in Hashem in this type of Bidyeved compassion. But it works. We'll take it. If you can all of a sudden neutralize all the anger you have towards people, the makbid people, and become a compassion instead of a hakpada man, this will do a lot to try to think about your problems before we move to the higher level of compassion. Okay?